a private investigator means two things. You can be sure you'll run into trouble, and you can never be sure you'll get out of it. Not much you can do about it, I guess, except, like Julie always says,
walk softly, Peter Troy.
And now Peter Troy investigates the Jinx on Ginny.
I remember once when my secretary Julie dragged me along to some charity bazaar or other and insisted we pay good dough to some old crone dressed up as a fortune teller. Well, this old doll, made with a crystal ball bit, plus a certain amount of groaning and swaying about, and she said to me, "Ah, for you, I see trouble ahead. You are going to have a lot of trouble." She was right. For like I told you a little while back, being a private investigator means you're in for trouble all the time. But that's okay with me. It's part of the job. The people I feel sorry for are the ones who go to that old doll and learn that they're in for a heap of trouble and take it all seriously. You'd be surprised the number of people who become convinced that someone's put the evil eye on them, or they have some kind of hex that brings them bad luck no matter what. Take Ginny Jones, for instance. She was convinced there was a jinx on her.
Oh, shit with you all, Miss Jones. One bit of starter for you.
No, thanks, Joe. I'll do that.
Well, good luck today.
Thanks, I'll need it. The luck I've been having lately would try the patience of a saint.
Hello there, Ginny. All set to roll?
Oh, hello, Dick. Yes, I'm set. Everything all right with you?
Couldn't be better. You'll need every bit of speed you've got to beat me today.
I'll settle for just a bit of luck. This car of mine's been playing up so much lately, Oh, I don't know. I seem to have a jinx on me or something.
We all have our runs of outs, you know.
I can't afford many more. I can't go on and on losing races. Not like you, Dick.
Oh, I don't know. I've been out of the winning list for some time myself.
Yes, but it isn't so important to you. You don't need the money. For me, it's bread and butter.
Oh, well, don't worry. Just keep your fingers crossed. Hey, tell you what. Let me start your car for you, just for luck.
Well, that doesn't sound very lucky, letting one of your opponents sit at the wheel of your own car.
Oh, perhaps it isn't, but it's different. It may just throw your jinx out of kilter. Bring you good luck for a change.
All right, if you like.
Right, here we go. Now. There we are, running like a top.
Okay, well, let's hope it's lucky. Come out, Dick.
Now, just give her the gun.
Ginny Jones had trouble, all right. Of course, from where I sit, anybody who wants to drive racing cars is looking for more trouble than any private investigator. But I guess you've just got to do what you've got to do in this life. And with Ginny, it was driving racing cars.
It's my life, Mr. Troy. As long as I can remember, I've always loved fast cars.
Mm-hmm. Such a waste, though.
A waste?
Yeah. A beautiful girl like you risking life and limb in those hot rods when you could be...
Could be what?
Well,
Well, what, Mr. Troy? I'm interested, too.
Julie, don't you have some filing or something to do?
I suppose you were going to say you can't understand why I should prefer racing to getting married, for instance.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like it, but not much. Mr. Troy is not a man who gives a great deal of thought to things like marriage, Miss Jones.
Julie?
Well, if it comes to that, I did think of marrying once, but... Well, it would have meant giving up my career.
Oh, your prospective husband didn't like racing cars?
He loves them, but not for his wife, you see.
Oh, another driver.
Yes, Dick Kalman.
What, the guy who was at the wheel of your car when the engine went up?
That's right. Thank heavens he wasn't hurt.
Yeah, he probably feels the same way. Tell me, the police bomb squad have looked at the car.
Yes, they say some kind of small bomb had been wired up to the rev counter.
So that it'd go off when the engine was running at high speed.
That's right. As soon as Dick revved her up, bang went everything.
It would have been nasty if that had happened while you're in the middle of the race.
Yes, and apparently that was what was intended.
You've no idea who might have put the bomb in the engine?
None at all. If the police weren't so sure that a bomb was there, I'd just put the whole thing down to my bad luck.
Bad luck? A thing like that?
Why not? I've had such a bad run of minor mishaps lately, I wouldn't be surprised at anything happening.
Mishaps? What kind of mishaps?
Oh, oil leaks developing, gaskets blowing out, that kind of thing. I shudder when I think of the races I've lost in the last few months because of silly things like that.
But this bomb couldn't have been an accident. Somebody must have put it there.
Yes. That's why I've come to you, Mr. Troy. I can't get any sense out of the police. They say they're doing all they can, but they also say my being unable to help them is making it all difficult.
Yeah, by being unable to help them, no doubt they mean your inability to suggest who might have put the bomb in your car.
Yes, well, it's obviously someone who doesn't want you to win races.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I suppose so.
And maybe all those other accidents, so-called, were arranged by the same person.
Well, I don't see how. Joe, my mechanic, is a very reliable man.
You don't think anybody could get to him?
Get to him? Oh, you mean bribe him. No, I'm sure they couldn't. I'd trust Joe with my life. Well, in fact, I do every time I race.
Well, if Joe's on the level, it's true that he hasn't been able to prevent somebody sabotaging your car.
No, whoever did it must know the routine in the pits pretty well. It's hard to understand. Perhaps it is just a jinx after all.
In the first place, yeah. But with this bomb thing, well, somebody's been giving your little old jinx a mighty good helping hand, Miss Jones.
I'm delighted to be able to tell you, Troy, that I'm not handling this case. It belongs to Inspector Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go and annoy him about it.
Oh, I couldn't do that. Inspector Thomas is such a terse, unsociable sort of guy.
And I'm not, I suppose.
Of course you aren't, Inspector. You're the nicest cop who ever arrested an old lady for jaywalking.
Inspector Thomas's office is just down the corridor to your right, Troy.
Now, why should I go to Thomas when you know all about the Ginny Jones car?
Look, I've told
you
that...
And how many times have I to remind you that I know you keep tabs on everything that's going on here? Now, come on, Inspector, give, huh?
There must be 100 cities in the world where there's a shortage of private investigators and you had to come and live in London.
Only after I heard about you. Tell me, who's the prime suspect in this bombing?
There isn't one. Every likely person is being checked out.
All clean, huh?
As a whistle.
So, the police do not expect to make an early arrest.
Well, smart fellows like you are about. Why should we bother?
Is Miss Jones' mechanic okay?
Yes, apparently. And he was the only one known to go near the car.
Well, Calvin went near it. He even got in it.
Yes, and nearly got himself blown up. There's a likely suspect, I don't think.
Yeah, but that bomb wasn't big enough to blow the car up. All it did was blast the ignition.
It might have caused a fire. I'm surprised that it didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a thought. What about this Calvin, though?
Richard Calvin, playboy driver, wealthy, races for the fun of it. Likes to win, of course.
Enough to want to knock out a strong competitor?
Yeah, perhaps. Some of these people get dash keen about their fool racing.
Inspector, did you know that Calman asked Ginny Jones to marry him?
No, I didn't. She rejected him?
Yeah.
They're still on good terms, apparently.
As far as she's concerned. But who knows what goes on in his overheated little mind.
Are you saying that she rejected his offer of marriage, so now he's trying to sabotage her career?
It's a thought, Inspector. You see, the reason she rejected him was that he wanted her to give up racing. And she wouldn't do that.
Yes?
Well, my name's Troy, Mr. Calman, Peter Troy. I'm representing Miss Ginny Jones.
Representing her? What are you, a lawyer or something?
No, a private investigator. I'm looking into the matter of that bomb in her car.
I thought the police were doing that.
I'm lending a hand. I figured maybe you'd like to also.
Well, yes, of course. Anything I can do to help Ginny.
Yeah, fine. Do you mind if I come in?
No. Come in, by all means. Oh, what did you want from me? I've already been interviewed by the police.
Yeah, and they don't suspect you of anything.
Suspect? Great Scott, are you telling me that you think I might have had something to do with that explosion?
Didn't you?
Certainly not. I was at the wheel of the car. I risked my life.
You didn't risk anything. You knew the bomb wasn't big enough to hurt the driver.
I knew nothing about it.
Just as you also knew that if the explosion had occurred in the middle of a race, it might have caused a serious crack-up.
You're off your head.
Oh, you mean the bomb wouldn't have caused a crack-up in the race?
Not that I mean about my having anything to do with it.
What's crazy about it? You have the best motive.
What?
In fact, you had a double motive.
Ginny's a friend of mine. I would...
Was a friend of yours, Calman. So much of a friend that you asked her to marry you.
How did you know that?
She told me. How else?
You mean she thinks that
No, she doesn't. She regards you as a friend of hers, in spite of her rejecting your marriage offer.
Oh, there you are, then.
No, I am not there at all. From where I am, the picture's quite different.
Oh, is it? Well, if you imagine that I'm the kind of fool who tried to take it out of the woman just because she won't marry me...
There's more to it than that. You just hate to lose races, don't you? Especially to a woman.
Of course I hate to lose. Any driver hates that.
But not any driver will go to the lengths you would to eliminate the competition. And Ginny Jones was your strongest competition, wasn't she? Until a few months back.
She's not the only one.
No, but she was the only one you really hated enough to have beat you. A mere woman beating the great Richard Kalman. That hurt, didn't it?
Hey, Troy, you'd better get out of here.
Sure. I found out what I wanted to know anyway.
You haven't found out anything. And even if everything you've just said were true, how would you hope to prove it?
I don't know, Kalman. But I'm working on it. You can be sure of that. At that stage, it was all as clear as daylight. Out of mixed motives of frustration, Richard Kalman had sabotaged Ginny Jones' car. She'd not only rejected his offer of marriage, but had, until recently, been one of his main competitors. Well, naturally, Kalman denied all this and lost no time pointing out that I still had to prove it. I personally didn't need anyone to remind me that the proof bit was not going to be easy. But I always work on the principle that when somebody commits a crime, it must be possible to prove it. If you think any other way, you can't stay in business as a private investigator for long.
What a dreadful man he must be to do all that just out of spite.
Well, no, not entirely out of spite, Julie. Like most racing drivers, he likes to win races.
By fair means or foul, apparently.
Fair means or foul? Oh, boy, that's good. I must remember that one.
Pete, there's one thing I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, shoot.
Well, if Kalman put that bomb in Miss Jones' car, why did he get in the car and set it off himself?
That had me for a while, Julie. But I figure it this way. He'd been arranging all those incidents of mild breakdown on her car for some time. They hadn't put her out of racing.
So he planned something a bit more drastic. Yes, I see that.
It was drastic, all right. If that bomb had gone off during a race, Ginny might have been killed.
Yes, well, that's what makes it so terrible.
Yeah. So terrible that Kalman couldn't go through with it.
The risk of killing Miss Jones, you mean?
Yeah. Now, he wanted her out of racing, but he's no killer. At least, I don't think so.
He lost his nerve and decided to set the bomb off himself.
Yeah, that's the way I see it. It was a smart move, actually. It gave him a sort of alibi at the same time.
Well, the police think so anyway. Their idea is that he wouldn't have set the bomb and then made it go off prematurely.
So the good inspector says.
Well, how are you going to prove he did it?
Julie, you tell me and you get the $64.
There must be some way.
If he did it, there must be. Of course, we could make it easier on ourselves and just think of the possibility that he didn't do it.
Well, that's a fine suggestion, I must say. He either did it or he didn't. Make up your mind.
Yeah, that's an idea.
Did I say something helpful?
I don't know.
You wouldn't admit it if I had, I suppose.
Oh, Julie, how can you say that?
It's easy to say. I get so much practice.
Julie, I think we better have our client in.
Miss Jones?
Yeah. Get her on the phone, huh? If you'll forgive my saying something very unoriginal, Miss Jones, that is the way the cookie crumbles.
I see. So it was Dick, after all.
Well, you mean you're not surprised?
Well, it's hard to say. I had thought of the possibility that he... You see, Mr. Troy, Dick Kalman is a very passionate man.
Oh, is that why you didn't marry him?
No, that was because... Well, because I've been married to racing for longer than I can remember.
So, Kalman is passionate. A lot of women wouldn't knock a guy for that.
No, you don't understand. I mean, he feels things strongly. Everything he does, he throws his whole heart into it.
Like racing, for instance?
Yes. He's always hated the fact that I've proved I'm as good a driver as he is. Better, in fact.
And I guess he also hated the idea of your refusing to marry him.
I expect so. They tell me that kind of thing is very bad for the male ego.
Hell hath no fury like a male ego scorned.
Something like that.
Anyway, Miss Jones, I figured you'd like to hear the score to date. Where we go from here, I'm not sure.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, there's the question of proof.
That Dick Kalman put the bomb in my car.
And arranged all the other things you ascribed to your jinx.
I see. You have no proof?
No, not yet. But I'll get it.
Oh? How?
I don't know yet, but there must be proof. And if there is, I'll get it, sooner or later.
And when you do?
I'll hand Kalman over to the police.
And he'll be prosecuted?
Oh, he'll be prosecuted, all right.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, Mr. Troy, you've done very well.
Yeah. How's that again?
Finding out about Dick. I just wanted to be sure.
Yeah, but we can't have him arrested without that proof I was talking about.
Oh, there's no need for that. I don't particularly want him prosecuted.
No?
No, I'm not a vindictive person, Mr. Troy. Now that I know about Dick, I'll simply tell him that I know what sort of a bounder he is and let it go at that.
Hey, but look, he might try again.
Oh, no. No, I don't think so. He wouldn't dare.
Miss Jones, this guy has been doing some very dangerous things to your car. It could have been that one of them resulted in your death.
Not really. The only really dangerous piece of sabotage was that bomb. And as we all know, Dick deliberately set the bomb off himself.
Yeah, but the guy's a jerk. He ought to be taught a lesson.
Oh, I'll see to that, never fear. I'll teach him a lesson.
I'm afraid I can't agree, Miss Jones. This guy thinks along lines that could make him a menace to other people. He should be dealt with by the law.
Mr. Troy, am I your client or am I not?
Well, yeah, sure you are.
Then surely I have a perfect right to tell you when to go on with my case and when to drop it.
Oh, you have that right.
Very well, then. I'm telling you now, as far as I'm concerned, this case is over, and I don't want any argument over it.
Okay, okay. Just take it easy, Miss Jones.
I'm sorry, I don't want to be rude.
That's okay. You're the boss, Miss Jones. If you're happy, then I'm happy. It's good to get a case sewn up so quickly.
As I said, you've done very well, Mr. Troy. And I'm grateful.
Swell. What say we have a small drink to celebrate? There's a bar downstairs in this block. It's very quiet and very comfortable.
All right, then. Just one drink, perhaps.
Oh, fine. Well, let's go, shall we? Oh, Julie, Miss Jones and I are just going out for a drink.
Oh, are you?
Yep. And I'd like those Franklin papers ready for me to sign when I get back.
Franklin papers?
Oh, don't tell me you haven't even started to work on them yet. I told you this morning that... Oh, well, look, excuse me, Miss Jones. This is rather important.
Perhaps if I waited for you by the lift?
Yeah, that'll be fine. I won't keep you more than 30 seconds.
Oh, that's all right. I'll be waiting along here.
Pete, are you out of your mind? Taking girls out for drinks and yelling at me over some non-existent papers and...
Save it, Julie. I haven't much time. Now, listen...
I don't get this, Miss Summers. I don't get it at all.
You don't have to, Mr. Kalman, just as long as you know what you have to do.
But you say that Ginny is having a drink with your employer.
She was. He deliberately delayed her to give me time to see you first.
Then she's coming here.
Oh, we don't know for sure, but Mr. Troy thinks she'll come, and that she'll make for your apartment just as soon as she gets away from him.
Yes, but I really don't think that...
That'll be her now. I'll go into the bedroom.
Yeah, but suppose...
Go ahead and open the door, Mr. Kalman.
Hello, Dick.
Why, Ginny, this is a surprise.
Can I come in?
Yes, of course. I'm surprised you should come here like this, Ginny.
Are you? Why?
I don't know. After we broke up, well, you haven't been here since, have you?
But I have a very good reason for coming, Dick.
Oh? Can I get you something to drink?
No, thanks. My private investigator just bought me one. Charming man. Very smart, too.
Yes?
Yes. He's convinced you put that bomb in my car, Dick.
Ginny, you don't really believe that I...
No, I don't. But Troy does. He's quite sure. Moreover, he's sure that he can prove it.
How can he be if I didn't do it?
Oh, he's very clever. Even if he can't actually prove it, he can make up a pretty good case one way and another. He could stir up a lot of trouble for you, Dick. Get the police on your trail.
Now, look here, Ginny, what's all this about?
Well, seeing you're so blunt, I'll be blunt too. It's about money, Dick. Let's say £1,000 for a start.
£1,000?
Oh, you'll never miss it. You have so much money, you don't know what to do with it.
Ginny, it could have been all yours if you'd only agreed to marry me.
But I don't want to be married, silly boy. I want to be free. And I want to live a little better than I've been able to.
You planted that bomb in your car yourself. If I hadn't set it off, you would have. Then you got this Troy to try to embarrass me, intending to blackmail me.
A check will do, Dick. I don't insist on cash. Oh, I see you have your checkbook very handy on the table there.
I'll pay you the money, Ginny. It'll be little enough loss when I think you've saved me the horror of being married to you.
Mm-hmm. Just write the check, darling.
There. Take it and get out.
Nice of you to be so reasonable, Dick. But don't imagine you've seen the last of me. I'll be back. Oh, yes. I'll be back.
But not for a long while, Ginny.
Troy, what are you... I heard every word. She's got the check in her hand, Pete.
Oh, thanks. I'll take that check, Ginny.
Keep it. I'm getting out of here, and you won't catch me either.
No, but the policeman downstairs will, and he'll take us straight to Inspector Thomas.
I can't believe it. She took the check from my own hand, but I still can't believe Ginny would do a thing like that.
I don't blame you, Calvin. I only thought of the possibility myself when she became so insistent about not prosecuting you.
She's such a lovely girl. I would have married her.
Yeah, so would I.
What?
If I wasn't already married to my work. And if I didn't have the most wonderful... the most attractive secretary ever.
Flattery will get you nowhere. You just walk softly, Peter Troy.
Sometimes it gets like that. The case against somebody looks so bad that you play a hunch and just suppose he didn't do it. That's the way I felt about Richard Calman. And the hunch about Ginny Jones paid off. I was proud of Julie, the way she'd let me take Ginny for a drink without turning a hair. It was a rare occasion. Even if it did cost me dinner for two at the Savoy that night.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.